whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, and Quikrete. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you've got a project you'd like to get done around your house, we can help. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com by clicking on the blue microphone button. Maybe you got a project you'd like to do now or plan for the fall, which is just ahead. Maybe you got a decor dilemma or something that needs some fixing. Whatever it is, reach out to us because that's what we do. Coming up on today's show, do you know that the single most cost-effective way to increase your comfort and cut heating bills is adding attic insulation? We're going to share some tips on the easiest way to get this project done.
And if you love outdoor spaces and you want to keep dining and entertaining from spring through fall, a patio heater definitely is going to start coming in handy in the next few weeks. We're going to review the options so that you can extend your outdoor living season well into the fall.
And with home prices at an all-time high, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed on. Or is it? We're going to share the pros and the cons.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're here to share expert advice to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Dennis on the line who needs some help building a dock at a Florida home. Tell us what you're working on.
Yes, I'm having a contractor put in a dock at our Florida home that's on a lake, a 200-acre natural lake, and I was asking about using the Trex type, the five, you know, the material for the surface, and he did not recommend, he did not think it would hold up. He said he had used not necessarily that brand, but others, and he didn't think it's fresh water. So I was just wondering if that would be a good idea or a bad idea.
Well, I disagree with your builder when it comes to wear and tear, because Trex is incredibly durable stuff. And I'll give you an example from up here where I live in New Jersey. They use Trex to build the boardwalks. And there's a boardwalk that's been down here probably 20 years now that was built out of some of the original Trex. And it's only gotten better since then. So it stands up. The one thing you should be aware of, though, with any type of composite is it gets very, very hot. So since this place is in Florida, you're going to find if the dock's in direct sun that it's going to get really warm on a hot day, and you will not be able to walk on this stuff in bare feet. So that's why a lot of dock builders will not use a composite, because when it's exposed to a lot of heat like that, it can be very uncomfortable. You wouldn't want to lay on it or have a chair on it or anything like that, because it just gets so hot. It just holds a lot of heat. and wood's probably a better choice in a situation like that. But in terms of durability, there's nothing better. I'm building the Trex deck right now, and I got to tell you, I got no qualms whatsoever about the wear and tear on this stuff. I've seen it over the years, and ever since it came on the market, it's been one of the most durable decking products out there.
Okay, well, thank you then. Yeah, I guess from the heat standpoint, that might be the negative, or maybe the reason to go with the 5/4 inch or the 2x. Would be, I guess, more comfortable because, you know, we'll be lying on it and walking and all, whatever and all, so.
Now, I do know that some of the manufacturers, including Trex here, they're going to start seeing composite boards that have UV inhibitors in it, where it basically is a UV reflectant designed to keep the temperature down on those boards as well. So that may be coming in the future. But for now, if it was me and I was in Florida, I would not use composite in that particular application for that reason, just because it gets very, very warm.
So hot.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Been a lot of help.
All right, good luck with that project.
All right, now we've got to head out to Alaska, where LaDonna needs some help with snow management. At least that's what I think is going on. What's happening, LaDonna?
Yes, please. I live in Chugiak, Alaska, where we get plenty of snow each winter. My log cabin has a 6/12 pitch, and I'm wondering if I put tarps over my roof, whether the snow will slide off and prevent a lot of buildup. I typically get a lot of buildup each winter and use a roof rake to take it down, but I was told that maybe the snow would slide off a tarp.
I guess when you live in Alaska, you have to do a lot of work with snow management. So, LaDonna, I understand your concern, but I think it's probably not going to be that effective, and here's why. First of all, you live in Chugiak, I hope I pronounced that correctly, which is near Anchorage. So that's the southern part, the slightly warmer areas of Alaska. And the warmer areas are going to have wetter snow. And when the snow gets wet, it gets stickier. If you were to improve the sort of the texture of your roof in the way that would make the snow want to blow off, it's only going to happen when it's super cold and really dry and light and flaky. So I don't think that that's going to really give you any relief whatsoever for all the trouble that it's worth. And on top of that, when it does stick, now you're going to have to, again, get up there with the roof rake, and it might even be harder to get it down. You certainly would damage your tarp. So while I can appreciate the situation, I just don't think that that is going to work for you. And, you know, the only thing that might work might be heating cables, which will stop it from building up quite as much. But, again, that's expensive to run. So I think you're going to be stuck using that snow rake. That really is the best thing to do at this point.
Chandler in Kentucky, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
My question for you is, when it comes to insulating a new home, I'm building a new home in Mayfield, and I would like to know what's the best route. I want to do a total encapsulation of the entire envelope of the house, but I don't want it to cook my shingles in the hot summers and stuff. I don't want to have a vented roof system or anything. I feel like that's a very outdated method, but I just don't know, and I don't know any contractors that are educated enough to be able to give me an answer. So I'd really like to have some perspective from y'all on what would be the best approach as far as having a great insulation value, but not cooking your shingles in the summer with that hot Kentucky heat that we can get.
You know, Chandler, I've heard this this same question over and over again, and I think that the roofing shingle manufacturers sort of started this because they have told some folks that their warranties would be voided unless they vented the attic. But the truth is that you can go ahead and spray foam the inside of your attic and the entire building envelope with absolutely no fear whatsoever that this will shorten your roof shingles. You know what would shorten your roof shingle life, like, at about 10 times more than worried about spray foam insulation? Just having a darker shingle. You know, if you look at white roofs versus black roofs, the white roofs reflect more UV than a black roof. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that really impacts shingle life, not whether you use a spray foam insulation on the back side of it. There have been some folks that have done some really detailed studies on this, and if I remember the number correctly, I think the increase in temperature of the sheathing was only about 3% because of the spray foam, which is infinitesimal and completely insignificant. So I would have no worries whatsoever about shortened shingle life by using spray foam insulation, which is why, by the way, I myself have personally used it, and it's been up for several years, and I have no fear whatsoever that it's going to shorten my roof shingle. So I think it's a great option for you. It's going to seal and insulate and make that home super comfortable for you in the years ahead.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, did you know that most older attics simply don't have enough insulation? We're going to share how to figure out how much insulation you have and how much you really need in today's energy saving tip presented by Owens Corning when the Money Pit returns. Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Dice Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. If you guys can dream it, you definitely can build it. And we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Cindy in Ohio is on the line with a question about cedar shingles. How can we help you?
I live in a raised ranch home, and I have cedar shingle siding on the front of my home. And the shingles themselves are in good shape, They were previously stained, and I'm wondering, now that they're fading, if there is any way I could paint them or do something different to them other than staining them.
So, Cindy, the one thing to know about siding like this, cedar siding in particular, is that once you paint it, you're kind of committing to paint for the rest of the life of the siding on your house. If you continue with the stain, as you've noticed, the stain will fade, it'll change color, but it doesn't ever get to the point where you have like cracked strips of stain that would have to be pulled off with paint. That's what happens. It ends up cracking and separating from the cedar below, and you'll have to scrape it all out to do another coat or at least rough up what's there. So I'm a big fan of stain on siding. Now, that said, you have a lot of choices in stain. It doesn't have to be dark. You want to brighten it up, not a problem. You want to turn it into like a red cedar, you can do that. You want it to be gray, you could do that. I would recommend that you use a good quality, solid color exterior stain. And the other thing about cedar siding is that sometimes it's helpful if you prime it first with an anti-tannin primer. There's certain types of primers that work well with cedar, and by doing that, you stop some of the oils from leaking through and impacting the quality of the stain. You know, we've taken care of the cedar siding on our house doing just that for many, many years, and I've had my siding last years and years and years, like way longer than it should have between coats of stain, just because we did it right the first time out. So I'd recommend you skip the painting step and go right with the stain. Use the solid color stain, prime it first, and that's going to last as long as it possibly can.
Well, adding insulation is the single most cost-effective way that you can improve your comfort and cut energy costs. And now that we're moving toward the colder weather, it really is a great time to take on that project. We've got tips on how you can do that in today's energy-saving tip presented by Owens Corning.
Okay, so first up, let's talk about where to insulate, because your attic plays a huge part in keeping your heating bills down. So that's where you start. And having enough insulation is key. Now, the experts at the Department of Energy say that most homes need 19 inches of fiberglass bat insulation or 22 inches of blown-in insulation. And frankly, most homes just don't have that now. So it's also just as important to make sure that insulation is doing its job by maintaining a dry and well-ventilated attic. So ventilation allows attic heat to escape to the exterior in the summer, and also helps to cart away moist air in the winter, which can make the insulation ineffective, and keep the roof surface at a more consistent temperature, and that will reduce the opportunity for ice dams to form. So once you double check that your attic is insulated well and that any existing insulation is not blocking your soffit vents, you should be good to go. But also, don't forget to make sure that your bath exhaust fans are not dumping a lot of moisture directly into the attic, because that's another thing that we see a lot.
Now, when you're ready to tackle this insulation project and add some new insulation to your home, use Owens Corning's Pink Next Gen fiberglass insulation. The Pink Next Gen fits snugly into those floor joists, which is super important for the insulation to work well. It's soft to the touch, it's a lot easier to work with than the fiberglass of the past, and if you find that you need to add more insulation on top of existing insulation, you want to make sure that you're using unfaced fiberglass bats, because this is going to help you avoid trapping moisture between the original insulation and the new stuff that you're adding. Now, if you have loose fill insulation, be sure to pick up Owens Corning's Attic Cat blown-in insulation, and then rent the Attic Cat blown-in machine from your local Home Depot or Lowe's, and that's going to complete your job. With blown-in, though, it's important that you add an even layer that's going to cover the joist. And one trick is to install rulers in a few places so you can actually measure the depth and make sure that you're adding a consistent level of insulation, because you don't want sort of heavy-filled pockets, you know?
Yeah, I remember one time when I was doing a home inspection, one of the installers had laid in, you know, like sort of the cheap yardsticks that you see around, they're just like very plain Jane, and they had yardsticks like tacked up in like four or five places in the attic, and they could tell that they had the exact same amount of insulation in all of those spaces. So it was a really cool trick of the trade. So last thing, when you're installing insulation, you want to make sure you avoid covering any recessed lighting or anything else that generates heat, because that could be dangerous. So you want to just cut the insulation around them, leave a little space. And that wraps up today's energy-saving tip presented by Owens Corning. For more tips and advice or information on this project, just visit owenscorning.com or contact your local Home Depot or Lowe's store for help. Owens Corning insulation products are available at homedepot.com and lowes.com.
We're going to head to West Virginia, where we've got Russ on the line, who's dealing with some flickery lights. What is happening?
Well, I have a light fixture in my dining room, and it has 10 bulbs. Each one of the bulbs is an Edison-type bulb.
Okay.
I have it on. When I turn the hot water on, the light flickers. Okay?
Okay.
But what I did was I took an incandescent bulb. I was just trying something. I took one incandescent bulb and put in the light fixture. I can put the incandescent bulb in any position, and it doesn't
I was going to ask you that. Okay, so a couple of questions. First of all, the water heater, is this an electric water heater?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. So when the electric water, I'm going to give you a suggestion here of what might be happening. When the electric water heater comes on, it's going to pull a lot of current and cause a voltage drop across the whole system. And
okay.
When that comes on, the amount of current going to those LED bulbs that are majorly in your ceiling fixture, with an LED, when you get below a certain amount of voltage, it starts doing weird things like flicker. It doesn't evenly dim. Like an incandescent bulb, it always comes on, and sometimes maybe it's not as bright while that voltage drop is happening. But with an LED, mm-hmm. it starts to flicker when it goes below a certain level, unless it's a dimmable LED, but that's another conversation. Well, good luck with that project.
Heading to Pennsylvania, where Amanda's online and dealing with some floor squeaks. What's going on?
We just got a house. It's about 100 years old, but it's in great condition. It has the original hardwood floors, which are in great condition as well, but some of them creak, especially the stairs. What can we do to fix some of the soft spots and some of the creaky areas? They have about the 1-inch pieces of board that run across without ruining the original hardwood.
So when you have a beautiful old home and you've got wood floors that squeak, that's like the charm bonus right there. You know, some people pay more for that. So trying to find the source of those squeaks is challenging. I can tell you why they happen. They happen because the boards move and they rub against each other, and that's what makes that squeaky sound. You can try to lessen them by tightening those loose boards where you find them. But it's the kind of thing that I think, Leslie, you chase them and you figure out one spot that's like squeaking and you fix that and it's quiet. And then you take two steps and it's opened up somewhere else, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's like you're constantly moving to the next squeaky sound, creaky sound.
Yeah. So you can try to tighten up those boards, and I'll tell you what types of hardware to use. Essentially what you want to do is you want to screw those floors down to the floor joists below. And there's a type of screw, it's a very specialized type of screw, not hard to find, but it's called a trim screw. And the reason you're using screws is because when you put them in, they don't pull out. And because it's hardwood, you're going to have to do a pilot hole first. And then you drive in the trim screw, which is a very, very narrow screw with a narrow head. You typically would use a screwdriver with a bit on the end that basically fits into the top of the trim screw, and you can drive it down right below the surface of the wood. They're almost impossible to see when they're done, and if you tighten up those areas, you can also do it on stair treads, which you mentioned were making some noise. That will help to quiet it down, but don't expect it to be completely silent. That ship has sailed. It's not going to happen, right? But you could probably get a lot better than it is right now.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you love your outdoor spaces and you want to keep dining and entertaining and hanging out there all summer, all fall, you know, let's extend the use of this awesome area. A patio heater is going to come in very handy. We'll review those options after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Floodline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Fall is just ahead. Summer is almost gone. What projects are you planning for the cooler days? If you've got questions on those projects, reach out to us right now by clicking the blue microphone button on moneypit.com.
All right, we've got Tom on the line who's dealing with a plumbing issue outside of the house. What's going on?
Hi. I have a question about the spigots on the outside of the house. They're over 20 years old and seem to be pretty leaky. If I can buy a kit to just make them not leak anymore, if they should be replaced.
Well, Tom, that definitely happens with older faucets. The seals kind of wear out. In terms of a kit, you know, there are PEX kits out there that are designed to replace the old hose bibs that you might be able to use if you're familiar with that. I would make sure before I dive in here that there's a shutoff valve for that faucet on the inside of your house so that you can turn the water off. And then you may be able to cut the old pipe out and insert a new PEX-based exterior faucet. Now, PEX is cross-linked polyethylene piping and has all the various valves and fixtures available to go with it, but it's really easy to join it to the old copper piping and do so in a permanent way that's not going to leak, and that will give you a new functioning outdoor faucet to use from that point forward. Remember, though, regardless of whether it's PEX or not, you've got to turn those off in the wintertime, because if you don't, that's an area that's primed to freeze and break. Well, if you love your outdoor spaces and you want to keep dining and entertaining there spring through fall, a patio heater definitely comes in handy. So here's a quick overview of the options. The first thing you need to consider is the fuel. Now, patio heaters are constructed to function using, I guess, three different fuel types: propane, natural gas, or electricity.
Yeah, and I think the next thing you should start thinking about is, you know, do you want to keep it in one spot or do you want it to be portable? Because there's two options out there. A stationary heater is going to hook up to your natural gas line, so you don't have the tanks that you're going to need to be replacing or refilling or moving around. But if you plan on moving the heater to different locations, you will need a portable propane model. Now, portable patio heaters can either be freestanding or tabletop. Both are awesome. Both work well. You just kind of have to figure out where you're using it and what works best.
Exactly. Now, you also want to consider the heating power, because this is going to really determine how much heat it actually throws. So, for example, a 45,000 BTU heater is going to produce a 20-foot heat diameter. So that would be plenty to cover like a patio table. Freestanding heaters are also typically more powerful than the tabletop heaters, so they can be used for bigger groups.
Yeah, and lastly, it's important to know if the patio heater will be for an open or closed area. Now, for outdoor use, a freestanding gas heater can deliver a tremendous amount of heat to that surrounding area, but for enclosed areas like a patio space under a roof, an electric portable patio heater is really going to end up being your best choice.
Yeah, and of course, no matter what kind of patio heater you choose, you want to make sure you read and follow the manufacturer's operational instructions, and I might add their maintenance instructions, because I've often found that those patio heaters, somehow when you put them away in the middle of winter and you're taking them out again, they seem to corrode. They will get spider's nests inside of the gas pipes where the propane comes through, so they do need a fair amount of maintenance, and you just need to know that that happens and follow it. It's not hard to do, but just don't get frustrated when you turn it on the second season and it doesn't work, because that's going to be why.
Sherry in Tennessee is on the line with a question about a dryer. What is going on at your money pit?
We have recently renovated our home, and we have noticed that with our dryer, if, you know, and they'll be dry, and sometimes I have just left them in there, and I have to refluff them to get the wrinkles out or something. But when I go back to them, if it's been overnight, they're pretty damp. And I didn't know if that was more of a dryer issue, or maybe it's the way we have it hooked up. It's in the laundry room, which is outside the kitchen, and is accessed through a vent just through the main, you know, the wall into the outside.
Right. So let me ask you a question about this. If you're standing at the dryer and the signal goes off signaling that the drying load is done, are the clothes damp then, or did they become more damp when they sit overnight?
They become more damp overnight.
I mean, this sounds like a condensation thing where you've got the dryers all warm and toasty from the clothes being dried, and perhaps then it's on like a cold wall or exposed to air conditioning or something, right, Tom?
Maybe. It's a really odd problem. I can't imagine what's causing it unless there is high humidity. Do you have any evidence of high humidity anywhere else in that area? Do you see condensation? Do you see any mold growth? Does it feel like humid and sort of the air is thick down there, or is it only in the dryer?
I've not really noticed it.
Do you have a steam dryer? Does it have a water line that's hooked up to it? Is it a newer dryer that has a steam setting?
No.
I can't imagine what's causing this, but for, like you say, Leslie, the humidity down there. And so I'm going to give you some general advice on dehumidifying that space.
Okay.
Which is, all that humidity starts in the outside of the house. It starts when you have gutters that are clogged. It starts when the soil around the house is really flat so you don't get any runoff, or the downspouts aren't directed at least 4, 5, 6 feet away from the foundation. Because when you have a lot of water that collects around the house like that, it shows up first in the way of high humidity, and much later if it continues in the form of flooding. So I would definitely look at the dampness issue and see if we can dry that space down there. You might want to try a portable dehumidifier for a while just to see if that has an effect on it. But even if you have that running, stopping the moisture from forming at the outside is usually the way that you get this under control.
Okay.
And it's something you can do yourself, too. It's not terribly expensive. It just, you just have to understand why this is happening. We have a post on MoneyPit.com. It's almost always on the homepage because it's so popular, about how to stop a basement from flooding. Now, of course, you said you don't have a basement that's flooding, and I understand that, but the advice is exactly the same. And we lay out step by step what you need to do to reduce moisture accumulation around the foundation perimeter of your house. So why don't you take a look at that as well, Sherry, okay?
Thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Well, with U.S. home prices at an all-time high, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed. But is it? We're going to share the pros and cons just ahead.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermofiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus in any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? We've got a few short weeks left of summertime, so take advantage of that extra daylight hours before we head right into the fall, which just so happens to be the perfect weather to tackle lots of home projects. So let us know what you are working on or what you're planning to do, and we will be there to help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Go ahead, follow us, you guys, on the Money Pit podcast. This way you can listen to the Money Pit anytime you like. You'll get new episodes Monday and Thursday. Head on over to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. All right, heading down south to Florida, we've got Glenn standing by who has got some question about termites and insulation. Let's see what's going on. How can we help you, Glenn?
What I'm trying to find out, our termite pest control has came out with a attic insulation that they say is borax treated. It's a cellulose. And that it should, you know, control termites that may get up into the attic. You know, we have a lot of what's called the Formosa termites. I'm just trying to find out, have you heard anything on this? Is it of value to put it in? Or?
Yeah, the idea of mixing borax in with insulation is not a new idea. Those products have been around for a long time. Now, you, in this case, you have a, you know, you have a pest control company that obviously is trying to do an extension on their existing build, on their existing business. And I get that. You know, they're looking for other ways to expand their business. You do have a problem in Florida with Formosa termites where they are not subterranean like we have up here in the north where they come in our case, they come up from the ground so we can treat the perimeter. So when you have a whole house problem like that, you've got to, your treatment's got to be, you know, from top to bottom. So I don't know that it's a bad idea. I don't know how effective it is. I would love to see some data on this as opposed to just, it sounds like a good idea. I don't think it's terribly common, but I can't tell you that it's not going to work. I just don't think it's common enough for me to have a strong opinion on whether or not this makes sense or not. Certainly, you know, homes in Florida with regular inspections can be very well protected against termites. And just because you have this insulation that's treated with borax doesn't mean you should not be having regular inspections, because that's the way to stay on top of this. The problem becomes when you don't do this and then you get these big surprises. And Leslie, you know, if that happens, what they have to do in Florida is tent these houses. They basically,
oh my gosh, I've seen
put
it.
The house under a tent.
That's, they right, look like circus tents. Yeah. They're always like the most ridiculously striped looking things ever.
Yep. So that's what you want to avoid. So regular inspections is your best defense first.
All right. Well, you've given me a lot of good information to go on. So I appreciate the call.
Right. Well, glad to help.
Thank you.
Well, with the U.S. home prices still rising, I mean, is there ever going to stop? Nope, it seems like they're just going to get more and more and more expensive. So what do you do? I mean, it can be kind of tempting to look at a good deal by buying a house that's been foreclosed. You know, it's not a bad way to get a potential price break, but there are a lot of pros and a lot of cons that you need to consider before you do take that plunge. So first, let's talk about pros. You're going to see a lower price, which is amazing. I mean, the biggest advantage of buying a home that's in foreclosure is the price, because they're being sold under duress. Foreclosed homes are typically cheaper than comparable homes in that same area. Now, you've also got motivated sellers. Lenders don't want to own foreclosed properties, and they're looking to move them quickly. And some lenders will beautify the property or even make some repairs. And, you know, there's a good chance to build equity here. If you're buying a cheaper home that needs renovation, you've got a chance to increase your equity when it's all fixed up. Now, products like the FHA 203K mortgage, they can help, because this mortgage offers enough money to buy and then gives you the money to rehabilitate that property as well. So there's interesting ways to look at how you can get your money and what you can do with it.
And while all that sounds very wonderful, it is my job to warn you about the cons of buying a foreclosed property. Number one is it's sold as is. When you buy a house out of foreclosure, that means you're buying the house as is, warts and all. And some foreclosed homes have issues, severe structural issues or code violations or mechanical issues that can really cost you thousands to fix. I mean, homeowners that are being evicted may have abused the home and not paid for needed repairs. And the other risk is that typically, or I would say maybe not typically, but fairly often, you can't get a real good home inspection on a foreclosed house because the utilities are off. And if the utilities are off, there's a lot your home inspector cannot do. Cannot check the plumbing system, the electrical system, the heating system, the air conditioning system, and so on. So a lot of risk there. And then lastly, the home actually might not go up for sale. If you've got your eye on a foreclosed home, keep in mind that it can take months or years for it to actually go up for sale. And if it ever does at all, a lot of states give homeowners a lot of opportunities to catch back up on their mortgages. So you could be sitting on that house and stocking money away and expecting you're going to have a shot at buying it. And guess what? It just never happens. If you want some more tips, we've got a post on MoneyPit.com that outlines all of this and a lot more. It's simply called, Is It Bad to Buy a Foreclosed Home? And it's on MoneyPit.com. So check it out today.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studio. Now, when it comes to home projects, we know that you want to nail it every time. Angie will do the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, John says that he's had a very expensive summer because of air conditioning costs. We're going to help him find some relief from those high bills when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
If you don't have at least 19 inches of fiberglass bat insulation or 22 inches of blown in, you don't have enough insulation. And if you want to keep your house cool and keep the hot side hot and the cool side cool, put in more insulation as well.
All right, next up, Brian wrote in saying, I recently lost power to two rooms in my house. A friend had me test a few things, and he said there's a bad wire somewhere in the wiring. I would hire an electrician, but we're trying to save some money right now, so I'm going to have to do this job myself. Is there a device I can use to test the wiring in the house and find this bad wire? Better yet, how do I go about doing that?
Yeah, you don't. Look, there's a reason electricians work for years before earning their licenses. Electrical work is hazardous. It is not for someone who simply considers themselves handy without having significant electrical experience. I get your desire to save money, but listen, not only could this be dangerous to you, if you don't fix this, it could be dangerous to your house. In terms of checking things out further, there is one simple thing you can do before calling a pro, and that is to pick up an outlet tester. Now, outlet testers are inexpensive, and they'll tell you at least whether your outlets are wired correctly. They can tell, for example, if the outlet is grounded or not grounded. They can tell if the wiring is reversed. It's called reverse polarity. It can detect that. And if there's a ground fault on the circuit, it can test the GFCI. But beyond that, you really need to have a pro to do the investigation, figure out what's going on, and fix it.
Yeah, you know, Brian, I mean, when it comes to electrical issues, we're all about trying to help you figure stuff out and wanting to tackle this yourself, but there's also a risk of some serious injury here should something go wrong. And with electrical work, there's great potential for something to go wrong. So while we'd love to help you do it yourself, we also want to help you, you know, keep things safe at home. So we're happy to tell you when this is something maybe you should ask a pro.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you on air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, thanks a lot for spending a bit of time with us today. Hope that we've inspired you with some tips and advice to take on projects around your house. The fall is just ahead. It's what we call the Goldilocks season, because it's not too hot, it's not too cold to take on projects inside and outside your house. So if you're thinking that way and you're starting to make some plans, we can help. Reach out to us anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT. For now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. King Charles III formally proclaimed sovereign of the United Kingdom earlier today.
The crown of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is solely and rightfully come to the Prince Charles Philip Arthur George.
God save the King!
On the balcony of St. James's Palace, David White, the Garter King of Arms, read out the proclamation to the British public that Charles, formerly the Prince of Wales, had now officially become King. Moments earlier within the palace, King Charles III took part in the accession ceremony. Charles automatically became king when his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, died. However, the accession ceremony is a key constitutional and ceremonial step in introducing the new monarch to the country. Karen Chamas, London.
The state funeral for the late Queen will be a week from Monday. Bit of relief in Southern California. Some cooler temperatures and spotty rain from a tropical storm that's veered off the Pacific coast comes just days after a relentless heat wave nearly overwhelmed the state's electrical grid. Officials braced for flooding in coastal and mountain areas and feared powerful winds could expand the massive Fairview fire, burning about 75 miles southeast of Los Angeles. Cal Fire spokesman Isaac Sanchez says a lot of resources are going towards fighting the dozens of active fires all across the state.
We're estimating about 8,200 firefighters that are assigned statewide to the various incidents. There are absolutely a number of evacuation orders as well as evacuation warnings that are in place statewide associated with all of our fires right now.
Canada's opposition Conservative Party elected 43-year-old populist Pierre Poilievre as their leader. This is SRN and townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
It is not a message in a bottle, but Alaska residents are thrilled just the same.
It appears that shipping containers spilled into the ocean over a year ago are now washing up on beaches across the state. Forget storage wars. These containers are filled with everything, from bike helmets to Yeti coolers and luggage sets. The containers have traveled at least 1,200 miles from the site of last October's spill near Washington's Olympic Peninsula. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The American Trucking Association is asking Congress to help prevent a railroad shutdown if railways and unions can't work out a deal. Negotiations are at an impasse between the companies like Union Pacific and CNX and some 115,000 union members. The deadline is September the 16th. Their arguments are over health conditions, breaking news and analysis, and townhall.com. The midterm elections just weeks away. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis says his party will do well November 8th if they can keep Democrats from using what he calls a false narrative to bury bad news about the economy.
The Democrats are doing everything they can to deflect attention away from the failure of this administration on the economy. And with our focus is to make sure that people understand they're still paying way too much for gas, way too much for food, and they're just barely making ends meet.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Tillis is optimistic about the elections. Republican Herschel Walker is optimistic as well. He's taken the lead in the U.S. Senate race against incumbent Democrat Senator Warnock in Georgia, 46% to 44%, according to the latest Emerson College polling survey. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, and Quick Creek. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast at floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we want you to look around your house. Look up, look down, walk around the exterior, and tell us what are you planning to take on this weekend. Because we know you got a project. And if you do, we're here to help. We're here to lend a hand. We've been doing this a long time. And if you've got a challenge or an opportunity with a project that has to be done, or one that you want to get done, reach out to us, because we can help you save time, save money, and get it done once, get it done right, so you can get on to enjoying your home. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you've got young kids, you know that they get smarter every day, and that's why your child-proofing safeguards have to get smarter as well. We're going to share some of the most effective ways to guard against childhood accidents.
And the past few months have been tough in the housing market, and that's why a lot of people are turning towards renovating their home rather than buying a new one. But the market has also opened up some more affordable ways that you can finance those projects as well. So we're going to share those details in a bit.
And if you've ever tried to repair cracked, deteriorated concrete, like on a sidewalk or driveway or a garage floor, you may have found that those repairs have to be made to the same spots over and over again. So we're going to tell you a way to do these once and have them stick.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we are your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for all of those projects, big and small.
So call us right now with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Hope from Illinois on the line, who's in a super great mood about this project. What's going on?
The project is putting up a fence for our dogs in a
pretty large area at the back of the house that borders a creek. It's a very high creek bank. Water rarely comes into the yard or anything, but just concerned about moisture and what the ground might be like underneath and if that should affect the material that we use for the fence.
What are you thinking about? What kind of fence are you leaning towards?
Well, we've looked at everything from like rolls of welded wire on posts or some sort of black wrought iron low fencing, something like 3 feet.
Okay. So in either case, you're going to have metal fence posts, not wood fence posts. Have you thought about wood fencing, or are you just afraid of the water?
Yeah, we have definitely thought of wood as well, yes.
Okay. So, well,
something that won't ruin our view.
Right. Okay. Hey, now that's a great point, because if you want something that's almost invisible, the idea of the black fencing is definitely the way you want to go. If you have a black fence, like I often see these around pools, because, you know, people put pool fences around because they absolutely have to and should. They're not only required, but they're just essential for safety. But let's face it, you spend a lot of money on the pool, you don't want to kind of just stare at a fence from, you know, from your house or the street. But if you use black fencing, it's almost invisible. It like melts in with the background. So I think that that's a really good choice if that is your goal. In terms of the moisture, I really don't think you have anything to be concerned about. If you were working with a wood fence or wood post, I would tell you to put those posts in and don't use any concrete. Just use stone, aggregate, you know, like a gray driveway gravel kind of thing, because it drains and the post is just as solid with the stone as it is, I found, with concrete. But it drains very well and it's really locked in place well. Now, in terms of the metal post, I've not put in, well, I put one metal fence post in around a large garden some years ago, and I think if I recall right, I used stone for that, but you're going to have to check the manufacturer's recommendation. You don't have the same issues with rot. Most of those posts are aluminum. You just don't want to make sure that the post is not going to react with the concrete. And if you do decide to go with concrete and the metal post, then I would use the Quikrete concrete product in the red bag, because you can pour it in dry and then kind of water the hole. So you don't have to mix it up ahead of time. You basically pour it in dry and let it sit there and then just fill the hole with water, and a couple hours later you're good to go.
Well, thank you so much, and I listen to you every single week. I've learned so much from you guys.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Good luck with the new house and call us back anytime.
Thank you.
All right, now we're going to talk to Robert in Michigan, who's looking for some heating solutions. What's going on there, Robert?
Well, I have a 1,500 square foot house in northern mid-Michigan, and I have, everything's electric now. I have electric baseboard heat, and I remodeled recently, well, 20 years ago, and I threw in a lot of insulation. So the house is pretty well insulated, and with thermal windows and et cetera. And But electric heat is expensive, and I wondered if a air heat pump, I understood that they're a lot more efficient than they used to be, would be a solution for me.
So they are, but Michigan's a tough climate for any kind of heat pump because it's just so darn cold. But I guess if your only choice is that or baseboard heat, it probably would be less expensive. But let me tell you a little bit about a heat pump and the way it works so you really understand what you're getting into here. So a heat pump, first of all, you have to have ducting that goes through the house to supply the heat, right?
My plan is to just have it come into one main room.
Just have it come into one room. So are you going to use like a through-the-wall unit?
Yes, yes. The unit would be outside. But then there would be a wall unit.
Oh, so you're talking about like a mini split. So,
I understand
what you're saying.
Yeah, call it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So they are more efficient. But here's what I wanted to make sure you were clear on. With a heat pump, the temperature of the air that comes out is not as warm as what's coming off of those radiators. You know, when you have fossil fuel, by way of an example, the air comes out at about 140 degrees. When you have a heat pump, it comes out at around 100, 110 degrees. So sometimes when people feel the air blowing on them from a heat pump, they feel like they'll say it's cold, but it's really just not as warm as you used to. And when it hits your skin, the moisture evaporates off. It feels a little chilly sometimes. And what folks do in that case is they throw the thermostat up, and that's where it gets expensive, because a heat pump maintains a very steady temperature in your house. And when you throw the thermostat up, you bring on backup resistance heat, which is like having another baseboard heater inside your heat pump. And it pretty much doubles or triples the cost to run that thing. So what I would do is if you put one in, I would set it and leave it alone, and I would keep the baseboard heat units in as a backup for those extremely cold days when you're just not comfortable. I think, for the most part, it'll be less expensive, but I still think there's going to be some really chilly days where you wish you had more. And the other thing is, you mentioned you insulated the walls. Make sure you've got at least 19 inches of insulation in your attic. That's the number one way to keep heat in that house.
Okay. Thank you for returning the call.
This is the Money Pit. What are you working on? We want to lend a hand. So give us a call. Reach out. Whatever you like, we're standing by. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, is your home as child-proofed as it needs to be? We've got some tips on the best thing to do to keep kids safe in every room of your house when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whatever you guys are working on or thinking about or even dreaming about, you guys for sure can build it and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Lynn in Delaware on the line who's got a leak in the basement that's as if somebody's turned a faucet on. What's going on?
Well, last Thursday we had a torrential rain in Delaware, and I was so afraid of trees falling in the rain, I ran down to my basement immediately. And about maybe 2 minutes being down there, I hear some sound like somebody turned on a faucet. So I look behind the where the faucet is. It comes from the inside. The water pipe comes from the outside onto the inside. Water was just gushing. It was just gushing in, just like a faucet.
So it was coming around the pipe where the pipe comes through the wall?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yep. All right. So that makes sense. You know, what happens is when you get a torrential rain like that, it's going to find the path of the easiest path and the path of least resistance. And the holes that are drilled through foundation walls for things like plumbing, like the hose bib in your case, are going to provide an easy entry. So what I would tell you is a couple of things. Now, it probably only happens when you get maybe a severe downpour like this, maybe even one that's fueled by rain. But I would, number one, is I would take silicone, and you can buy a tube of silicone and a little can squeeze tube, or you can buy one and just put into a caulking gun. And I would seal the gap around where the pipe comes through the foundation wall. All right, so next I want you to do the same thing on the inside. This is going to stop what happened to you most recently. But the other thing I want you to do is to take a look, if you can, at the drainage conditions outside that wall, because you might find that maybe you have an overflowing gutter there, or that you have soil that is sort of settling down, and maybe it's moving too much water towards that area of the wall. I don't know how high up this hose bib is. But generally, the roof and surface drainage conditions are what starts this all. And it's an easy fix. You just got to figure out what it is. Downspouts are also really important to check. They, most of the time when the gutter companies put them in, they drop them pretty close to the foundation, and we always like to see them extended out 4 or 5 feet. So you're moving all that water out away from that wall, and if you can kind of move it out and keep it away, you're going to find that the whole space is a lot drier. And in your particular case with this little gusher that happened, sealing the area around the pipe should stop that from happening the next time.
Oh, okay. Now, another thing that I'm wondering, now that you said about the ground settling and everything, this particular stepway, I've had groundhogs that used to dig under there, and I'm wondering if they could have moved the dirt and made a path or something to this particular.
Yeah, they may have. They may have. Generally, the first 4 to 6 feet, you want to do what you can to keep the soil sloping away from the walls in those first few feet. So if it does settle in, you just add clean fill dirt, not topsoil, but just fill dirt, very inexpensive, and you pack it in there and you slope it away. Then you could put some mulch, or you could put some topsoil and grass over that, but you want to have that soil sloping away, and then it's going to settle every once in a while, and especially if you get in the overflowing gutters, it'll just erode and wash away. So that maintaining that sort of slope and that space to keep the walls as dry as possible is important, and it really does help solve a lot of problems with water in the basement and even dampness in the basement.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's what I will do then. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, accidental injuries are the leading cause of death in children ages 1 to 14, which is why childproofing your home is vitally important. Now, according to a report by SafeHome.org, nearly half of parents surveyed say that a child's injury could have been avoided with proper precautions. Now, the good news is that childproofing your home is affordable, easy, and it often requires nothing more than common sense habits and some simple DIY items.
Now, the study shows that the most effective childproof measures include storing hazards like glass objects, alcohol, knives, cleaning products, and chemicals out of reach, and covering electric outlets in every room to prevent shocks. Now, some other important safety steps you need to consider would be to do things like securing electrical cords or clearing blankets and toys from cribs and beds and locking cabinets and even using non-slip strips in the bathtubs and unplugging appliances when they're not being used.
Now, smart home technology is helpful for childproofing, too. Popular choices are window and door sensors that will alert you if a child is wandering, bathroom flooding sensors, indoor cameras, and movement tracking baby monitors so that you can keep watch from another room.
You know, while it's impossible to make your house 100% childproof and accidents will happen, a lot of injuries can be avoided with the right safety measures. I mean, I think the challenge is mostly that what I found with my kids growing up is that grow so fast that they change every day with their skills. You know, one day you've got them in the playpen, the next day they're climbing out because they figured that out, right? So it's always changing, so you really always have to be on top of it and expect the unexpected.
Next up, we've got Daryl in Louisiana. What's going on at your money pit?
I have an older house, probably in early 70s, and it has the old-time windows, just single glass pane, and I have a couple of good-sized picture windows, like 9 feet across or something like that, and they're big, and I lose a lot of energy there. One of them is on the south, on the west side, so I get that afternoon hot sun.
Yeah.
And I want to know if it would be better use of my money to replace the window with a new updated double pane, you know, nice modern window, or put some insulation in the attic, which the attic also needs insulation because there's not, you know, there's not much up there. I know I can definitely use some insulation. What would be the best use of the money?
All right, so a couple of things come to mind. So first of all, regardless of what you do with this window situation, I definitely would put more insulation in the attic. That's kind of a no-brainer. You're always going to get a good return on investment on that. So if you had, you know, if you had 8 inches of fiberglass insulation and you could add 8 or 10 or 12 more, you want to use unfaced fiberglass bats and then just stack them perpendicular to what you have. You have to trade off storage space. I don't know if you have a floor in that attic because you can't crush the insulation, but putting more insulation in that space is always going to make sense, economic and comfort-wise.
Up there now, it looks like it was blown insulation. It's like little pieces of foam or whatever it is. And I can, most of the places I can see the rafters, you know, it's not above the rafters, which would be, I guess, 8 inches. But if I start putting insulation in there, I have all the wiring, like for the light sockets and all that, all the wiring is on top of that. So would I just put the insulation up, you know, on top of the wiring?
Yep. Yeah, you can. Yes, you can have the wiring run through the fiberglass bats. When you say rafters, I think you're referring to the ceiling joists. The rafters are what's carrying the roof. What you don't want to do is you don't want to go all the way at the overhang from the ceiling joists up into those rafters, because then you'd be blocking off any ventilation that you had at the overhang. So make sure that you allow for that ventilation. That's important in that situation. But no, there's no reason to worry about covering, as long as you have. When was your house built?
It's probably 72.
Okay. So, yeah, so you have traditional non-metallic wire. If you had a really old house, we'd have a different discussion about why you can't cover electrical wiring. But for a house like that, you can certainly put the insulation right on top of that wiring, and I think it's going to make a big difference. Now, back to those picture windows, you have really two options there. So, yes, you could replace them, and it is a big project, and it's an expensive project. Or you could maybe buy yourself some time by just picking up some solar shades. They're reflective on one side, and they help to kind of, you know, redirect that heat back outside so it doesn't overwhelm the house and add to the cooling load. It's going to be a lot less expensive. They're not nearly as attractive. Or if you do replace the window, you're going to use a low-E glass, which basically means it has an emissivity coating that reflects the UV of the sunlight back outside. So you'll find a huge difference if you put in insulated panels with a UV coating. And most of the Energy Star certified glass has that now anyway. But it's just a, you know, it's a huge difference in terms of cost. So it really depends on what you want to do. And you might, if you are going to do that, you could think about breaking it down, you know, doing I think you said you had some that were facing west, and I don't know if it's something that faces south, but do the western southern face first, because that gets the most solar gain.
Now, back to the insulation real quick. What's the best kind that you would just like blow in, like in there now, or getting some kind that rolls out?
Can you get around that attic as it is right now? Can you walk around it even?
I can, but I'm walking on the ceiling joists, and, you know,
tops of the ceiling joists. Yeah. I mean, if it was me, I would use unfaced fiberglass bats. It's a lot easier. If you want to go blown in, you got to rent the machine for that, and, you know, just another layer of complication you don't have to deal with. I would put unfaced fiberglass bats. I would lay them perpendicular to the joists. And I would probably, you know, pick up, I don't know, 10, 12, 14-inch thick bats and just lay them edge to edge right on top of the joists. You have a whole new layer of insulation there. It'll make a big difference for you year-round.
Okay, great. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, with the ups and downs of the housing market, a lot of people are turning toward renovating their home rather than buying a new one. Just ahead, we're going to explain why that is and what the best way to pay for those projects, both large and small. So stick around.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Money.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The official meeting of the business to business meeting is called to order. Business to business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Yeah.
Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, the past few months have been tough in the housing market, and a lot of people are turning toward renovating their home rather than buying a new one.
Well, Misha Fisher, chief economist at Angi, is joining us with data why now is a better time to remodel than to buy. Lots of crazy stuff going on out there, huh, Misha?
It is a wild housing market. Great to be with you both.
Hey, well, it's great to have you. So the interest rates are continuing to rise. The indications are that we may be on the border of a recession. So remodeling in that case, though, has a pretty strong advantage over purchasing, because if you don't move, you are very well motivated to improve, right?
That's exactly right. And what people really have to remember is that the cost of the house isn't just the cost of the house. It's also the interest that you're paying on your mortgage. And right now, we've got a significant portion of the population that's been locked into these great, historically low mortgages, sub 3%, which we've never seen before. With inflation at 9%, we're talking about negative mortgage rates, which is also fairly unprecedented. And so if you move, you're giving up that mortgage in all likelihood. And as a result, the cost you're paying for your new space is going to be a lot more, because you're paying more interest on it.
Yeah, because we don't consider the cost of the money, but that's really critical.
It's so critical, because everything else we buy, you don't think about the cost of money when you're buying apples at the grocery store, right? You don't think about cost of money when you're buying a vacation. But the cost of money really, really matters when you're talking about a house, which you're not buying all at once. You're buying it over 30 years or 15 years for, you know, those unlikely. But most of the time, it's a 30-year time that frame that you're buying in. And so you got to think about the cost of money.
Well, and I think it's interesting, because your house really just isn't just your house anymore. It's not just the place where you live and have fun and sleep. It's now also the place where a lot of people are working. So the changes, I think, in what the needs of your home are have completely gone in a different direction. And that puts a lot of people in a weird situation where you either move, which is expensive, or renovate, which oddly is also crazy expensive.
That's 100% correct. We started picking that up pretty early on in the pandemic in our Angi research, where we track why consumers are doing what they're doing, not just what they're spending, but why they're spending money. And the house took on all these new meanings. And it's true, you are paying more for lots of things than you used to be. Although inflation is coming down pretty quickly in building materials, it's more or less halved just in the last couple of months. So it's still high, but it's not nearly as bad as it used to be. But remember, the cost of selling your house, you're losing 3-6% in the transaction, plus you're giving up a mortgage. That's a lot of money. And so if you think about, well, yeah, I have to pay a little bit more for a remodel, it's still a better deal.
Well, if remodels are still expensive and maintaining your house is expensive, what percentage of your home's value do you think we should be budgeting for just maintenance and emergency repairs?
I think that the 1% rule of thumb is actually pretty good. Now, if you look across the value of people's homes, we do track this in our research. Sometimes it's as low as about 0.4%, and sometimes it's a little over 1%. But if you can target 1%, recognizing that we all fall short of our goals, and so you don't quite save that much, but you're above 0.5%, I think that puts you in a pretty good place.
So now, Misha, if you are saving the money for the maintenance and you're finding yourself in a situation where, you know, you're not going to be able to move, interest rates are high, the market is cuckoo bananas, and you do want to do some sort of renovation or remodel or addition, whatever that might be, how do you go about funding that if we're all sort of in this weird financial situation? Is there a way to borrow money for that? What are your options?
I think that right now people have a lot of really good options, and that's because home equity has gone up so much. If you look at what happened to home prices over the last couple of years, that's really rough on prospective new buyers. But if you already owned a home, or you bought a home at the earlier part of the pandemic, you're doing pretty good in terms of the gains in home equity that you've got. We're talking over $80,000 on average for the typical house over sort of the period of COVID in terms of additional home equity. So tapping into something like a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, or even just a straight home equity loan, both of those can be very attractive options because there's a lot of money there. Now, of course, you still have other things like cash out refinances and credit cards and personal loans. The thing about the personal loans and the credit cards is you're going to be paying a much higher interest rate, and as the Fed raises rates, you're going to see those rates go up. And on a cash out refi, those are really going to dry up because there's not much of an incentive to refinance your home at current mortgage rates because
they've all gone up.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it really also depends on the size of the investment. I mean, if you're going to buy a new washer and dryer, for example, you know, that might be an appropriate thing to finance through a credit card. But if you're going to go into a roof or a deck or something larger, then you really need a more stable long-term source like a home equity line of credit. You know, one of the things that my wife and I have done over the years is got the home equity line of credit, but not used it. We just had it in place, and that was really our emergency fund right there. And every couple of years, the bank goes, hey, you still want this thing? And then you got to, you know, re-up it and all that kind of thing. But it seemed to be like a good way to rely on the value of the house and the equity in the house to have a source if we need to make those improvements and repairs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They are a very powerful tool in that sense. The main thing a consumer has to remember when you're using these things is, unlike with a credit card or a personal loan, you are using your house as collateral. So make sure that you are comfortable. You get the benefit of the much lower rate, but you, of course, bear a little bit of risk that if you can't pay that loan off, somebody might come after your house. So you want to make sure that you are cognizant of that trade-off.
We're talking to Misha Fisher. He's a chief economist for Angie. And Leslie, you know, as we have said many times before, we're talking about big projects, but there's a lot of smaller projects that actually give you a pretty good return on investment, right?
I mean, there's truly so many things that you can do that benefit your situation currently when you're living in the house, but also do show you that big return on investment. I mean, a lot of it is outdoor projects. We're still seeing decking, front of house maintenance, new doors, new porch steps, gardening, landscaping, landscape lighting, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, on the inside, it really depends on the level of investment you want. I mean, there's so many minor things that can make a major difference in a kitchen and bath that can give you a good return on investment. So you don't have to spend a ton to kind of see those things pay you back.
Misha, is that what you're seeing over at Angie? Are you seeing a lot of investment in these smaller but high ROI projects?
We're still seeing a range of projects, but what you're talking about is, I think, something that people have to really remember, and that is that these smaller projects can sometimes have an amazing return on the amount that you're spending on them because you can make a big visual difference for not a lot of money. And the reason being is that we've come up with all of these very clever labor-saving installations because labor has been so scarce. And so now let's say if you want a stone veneer outside, instead of having to have a mason who manually puts in blocks and mixed mortar and does all those things, they now come in those pre-made sheets that can fit onto a track and get installed really quickly. And those sorts of things, you know, a weekend project that can dramatically change the outlook for, you know, a couple dollars, you know, $3 to $10 a square foot, that is the biggest way to sort of make an immediate splash in your home. That, things like painting, switching out a front door, all of those are really great projects to consider if you're still waiting to pull the trigger on spending tens of thousands on a kitchen remodel.
Misha Fisher, the chief economist from Angie. Misha, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to visit with us and really interpret for us what's going on in this market so that we can all make some smart decisions about maintaining and improving our homes. Misha Fisher from Angie, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
All right, we always learn some good stuff when Misha stops by. Thanks again. Up next, you got a sidewalk, a driveway, or a concrete floor that needs to be patched? Well, we're going to share the right way to do that project just once and have it really last after this.
Live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The EdenPure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the 3-pack. So you'll get all 3 units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. Eden Pure, innovative products for better living.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deitch Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com.
Summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You need some help? Maybe you got a repair or a renovation, or you're working on a decorating project? Well, whatever it is, post your question at MoneyPit.com/ask. That's MoneyPit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Gail in Georgia is on the line with a wasp situation. What's going on?
We have a lot of insects and reptiles and all kinds of things in this tropic climate. But the thing that is worse is the mud daubers that build their nests on the side of your house. And we're just constantly fighting that. And my question is there a way to eliminate that problem?
Well, not to completely eliminate it. I would say that, you know, there are some really good wasp traps that are out there. For example, this summer I used one from, I think the company is called Rescue, which is ironic given the fact that they trap insects, but it basically was kind of a fancy sticky trap is the best way to explain it. And it didn't look like a trap when I hung it up, because we had a lot of wasps that were congregating near our garden. And, I came back a couple of days later and I said to my wife, I said, there is hardly a parking spot left on that trap. I mean, they just completely filled up the whole thing. So I think that kind of goes to maybe sort of reducing the populations a bit. So a wasp trap is a good thing. But generally, wasps are repelled by strong-smelling plants or oils. So, for example, if you have peppermint oil or something like that, or lemongrass oils, geranium, clove, those types of oils.
You're saying put this on the house?
Spray it on where you see a nest form, and they'll go away.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So I think between traps and a little bit of natural repellent, that's probably the best you're going to be able to do. They're a bigger problem than just your house, and there's no way you're going to keep them from doing what they do. They're very territorial, and they typically come back to the same area every year. So if you start to see that, you'll know where to spray, and maybe you can do that in advance of them showing up.
Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, repairing concrete that's been chipped or broken or deteriorated, like on steps or your foundation or your driveway and sidewalks, it's a pretty common home repair project. But unfortunately, the reason it's so common is because it's one that many homeowners and even pros get wrong, and they ended up having to do it over and over again. And the reason is that they use the wrong repair material. You can't repair concrete with more concrete or mortar mix because it simply won't stick to the old surface. And as a result, 6 months or a year later, or sometimes even sooner, that patch falls out and you're back to where you started and you need to do it all over again.
Yeah, so if you want to do this once and have that repair last, it's important that you choose a product that's designed specifically for structural repairs and one that's designed to stick to those old surfaces. Now, Quikrete is really, really good at this. They make a product called Polymer Modified Structural Repair. And of all the Quikrete repair products, this is the one that's most versatile because it's strong, it's going to set fast, and most importantly, and this is what really counts, it's got a high bond strength, which means it's going to stick like crazy to that old concrete surface that you're trying to fix. Now, the best part here is that you can use it for horizontal, vertical, even overhead concrete repairs. It can be easily shaped to match that surface that you're working on, and it sets in about 20 to 40 minutes.
Yeah, but most importantly, you make it once, and the repair is done. If you'd like to learn more about repairing concrete and the Polymer Modified Structural Repair product, just go to Quikrete.com and be sure to check out the how-to videos. Quikrete, what America is made of.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, you know better than to leave medicine in reach of your kids, but what about those basic household cleaners? They can be just as toxic. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The tradition continues at Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California.
This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Anderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks so much, guys, for spending a little bit of your weekend with us. If you've got questions, you can reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tony reached out, and he says that every year or two, he takes the time to remove the bottom element of his water heater and suck out the calcium deposits. The first challenge is that I have to rig up a piece of copper pipe onto the shop vac, tape it to the heater, and this is all just to accomplish this task. Is there a better tool out there to do this? I love your show, he also writes, so let's help this guy out.
All right, well, we will help you. Even if you didn't love the show, we'd still help you, but we appreciate you do. And listen, I think you're working too hard, Tony. You know, the internal drain valve should be more than sufficient to remove the calcium deposits from your water heater, which, by the way, are just adding a little bit of inefficiency by the fact that they're there. They kind of act as an insulator and stop the water from heating up all that as quickly as it did. If it wasn't there, but it's really not that much of a big deal. But if you do want to clean it out, all you need to do is open up that drain valve. I would hook up a hose, like a garden hose, to the drain valve. I would run it somewhere where the water can run off, and then I would open that valve for just a couple of minutes. Then I would shut it, and probably need to put a cap on the end of it because sometimes those valves aren't the best. So be sure you have like a little hose cap that you can put over the male end of that to make sure it doesn't leak. But this way you'll just be spilling off whatever calcium that happens to form up there. You don't have to rig up anything from your shop. Just spill it off that water and shut the valve, and you should be totally good to go.
All right, Tony, I hope that helps you out. Hope that saves you some time and some crazy home improvement trickery and magic to accomplish this very same task.
Well, we all know better than to leave medicine in reach of kids, but what about basic household cleaners? They, it turns out, can be just as toxic. That's why Leslie has tips to keep the little ones clear of cleaning products in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, one of the big things, which is crazy when you think about it, but if you're a kid, I mean, these things look really great. I'm talking about those liquid laundry packets, you know, the detergents in that sort of gelatinous, colorful block that kind of just looks like the perfect size of candy, but it's not. It's super bad for you, and of course, it's packaged in a way that makes kids think it's really awesome and they want to eat it. So don't let them. Let's think about where we're going to keep that stuff so we can keep our kids safe. Now, consider this. There's one call every 42 minutes to U.S. Poison Control Centers about a young kid under 6 who's been exposed to the chemicals in laundry detergent packets. A child under 6 is hospitalized every 42 hours after swallowing or otherwise coming in contact with a laundry detergent packet. I mean, that's about 4 kids every week. And children who are younger than 3 years old account for most of these laundry detergent packet exposures. And I mean, you kind of have to think about it because maybe they're not actually putting the detergent in their mouth, but kids, they're active, their hands are sticky and sweaty, and they see this fun, colorful detergent packet, they pick it up. And I mean, if you've ever picked one up with a damp hand, you know that they dissolve very, very quickly. So now a kid's picking it up, they're holding it, maybe it melts a little bit in their hand, and some of those chemicals get onto their hand. And then, of course, kids, hand right to mouth, even though it's not the detergent packet itself. So you've got to think about that because those chemicals will last longer on their hands than you think. So there's so many things you've got to consider. So definitely put those away. Maybe put a strong lid on a jar that's totally out of reach. Whatever it is, but make sure that you store them up and away from the kids. It's just smart. Yes, you can still continue to use them, but let's think twice before we just stick them on the counter.
Good advice. Coming up next time on the Money Pit, you hate waiting for your shower to heat up? Hot water recirculating pumps can help. They deliver hot water to faucets almost immediately, and they can save you more than 10,000 gallons of water every year. We'll explain how they work on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtles. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.